This is Robert Martellacci, the Mindshare Learning Report. I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning Moment with Heidi Seawalk, Canada's National Mindshare Learning 21st Century Digital Classroom Contest winner from Dundas Central Public School. Congratulations, Heidi, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Robert, and I am so excited and so happy to be here.
Well, you know, it was a great pleasure for me to contact your principal to inform him that you were the Central Canadian winner amongst a very competitive field. We had a record number of submissions this year. You know, the bar keeps getting higher, you know, as we're in our fourth year of this contest.
You know, and I looked at the other submissions and I honestly thought, oh, wow, it's not going to be me who's the winner, but turned out I was.
Well, and this isn't the only competition that you were successful on. You were recognized by the Globe and Mail in their Future of Educational Educator Series as one of the innovators of the year. And congratulations on that. What's that been like since you were recognized?
That's been very, very exciting. That was a great honor. And I owe a thank you to my staff members who, you know, submitted my name on my behalf to that. And it was just, it was lovely for my students and for myself to be recognized for the work that we're doing. It really was a nice thing to have happen.
Now, you know, you pride yourself on being a 21st century teacher, and technology is one piece of that equation, if you will, and it doesn't happen overnight. And oftentimes we are told that, you know, it's the new teachers that are tech savvy, but some seasoned veteran teachers like yourself, you know, it's not impossible to embrace it later in life as well.
It's absolutely not impossible to embrace the technology. It just really takes making that decision that you are going to learn the technology and transform how you do things in the classroom. And anyone can learn how to use it in their programming and ultimately change how they run things in their classroom.
And so perhaps you can talk about, you know, the process you went through in submitting your video. And you're in a school that was built in 1857, pre-Confederation, and you're embracing technology. You're making it happen. You've got bring your own device as part of the philosophy. And the Hamilton District School Board is pretty supportive as well, aren't they?
The school board is very supportive. And I have to say it's something that probably, as I'm very fortunate to be on a very techie staff, who just would go ahead on their own and do things and put things into the classroom and install things. And it didn't always work well with the overall system that the board had. And so they finally said, you know what, let's just go ahead and wire your school properly, install the wireless so that you really can work in the way that you need to be working in order to be successful with technology. And that happened last summer, and it's been pretty amazing since then.
So perhaps you can share with us, what was the tipping point for you to get onto this technology bus and 21st century train, if you will?
There are a couple of things that prompted it. I mean, I've always loved teaching, and I always have considered myself to be an effective teacher in the classroom, but I could definitely see that things were changing and that I wasn't keeping up with the way the world was changing. From my own daughters that I looked at, from my husband, how he was using technology, and how the kids in the school and how enthusiastic they were about technology. And although I had computers in my classroom and the kids were using the technology, I didn't really understand how it all worked and what the impact was. And so I would introduce things to my students, but I really didn't know how to use them myself. And the transformation began last year. In the late fall, when I finally got my own laptop and had time to sit down and begin learning how to use these tools, I tried to introduce blogging into my classroom because I'd heard about blogging. I didn't read blogs, didn't really know what they were, but I thought, oh, okay, this is something the kids should be learning how to do. And it didn't really go well, the introduction of it. And it didn't go well because I did not understand blogging as a genre. And at that point in time, I decided that if I'm really going to embrace all of these new tools and make that transition, I have to become a learner alongside my students, and I need to really be just another student in the classroom as we figure out what these new technologies mean, how to use them, and what exactly we can do with them. And so I began by teaching myself how to blog, and in that process, I really began to understand how technology is structured, how it functions, how it works, how to do things, and I was able to bring it into my classroom in a very different way, in a much more successful way.
Well, your students are very lucky, and it reminds me of a tweet I saw today, and I asked you about Twitter and thoughts on that tool for teaching and learning. EduCon just wrapped up today, and I saw a tweet from an educator who said something to the effect that it's easier for a teacher to change their teaching practices than the way students learn. Now, what are your thoughts on that?
I think that is absolutely 100% true and 100% necessary. So much of what we have done traditionally in the classroom has been very teacher-directed, and we've made the assumption that the way we do things are good for learners. But we don't really ask our learners, is what we're doing working for you? And if you begin to have the discussion with your students, they will tell you what works, what doesn't work. And if you engage with them in that way and change to meet their needs, you can have a much richer experience in the classroom.
Speaking of which, as I watched your fabulous video, the students were speaking out first international Twitter discussion that they had around a project. And perhaps you can share with us, you know, the impact Twitter's had is a tool for teaching and learning.
I would say Twitter is the foundation of all of this change that is happening in education, because what it has afforded me and allowed all of us globally is to connect with each other. And the knowledge and the skills is being rapidly shared across the world about how we can use these technologies to transform education. And there's a constant conversation going on where you have access to the latest research, where people are sharing their tips and ideas and asking questions and answering your questions and pointing you in new directions. And you have the opportunity to come across people that you would never, ever encounter on a daily basis, but you can suddenly engage in conversation with and broaden what it is that you know. So Twitter definitely has been instrumental for me in my ability to transform myself as a teacher. And it's also become a communication tool for my between my students and myself. I don't ask my students to open Twitter accounts, but some have chosen to do so. And if they tweet me questions, I will definitely answer them so they can get a much quicker response to questions that they have. We also have class Twitter accounts where when we have projects going on that are interesting, we use those to tweet and try and engage the world in what it is that we're doing. So this year – oh, sorry, did you want to ask a question?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
You're doing great.
So this year with my grade 6 class, we had been reading Hannah's Suitcase, and I had been introducing them to Twitter, which is microblogging, writing in 140 characters, and we had been doing that as a class. And then we thought that wouldn't it be great to – host a Twitter chat to find out what other people think about Hannah's Suitcase, to tell them about the story of Hannah Brady, to find out how others feel about war and peace, and to really gather different perspectives and different points of view on Twitter. And I call this what I do with my kids in this case is real world learning, because they're developing a project that's going out into the world that works in real time, where they're responsible for creating and running that project and everything that can possibly go wrong with that project as well. And it was they did a lot of planning in order to make that successful. They had to learn how to use social media to invite people and amplify their message and get as many people involved in the conversation as possible. And then we thought, well, we would use Google Maps to kind of plot where participants were coming from. They blogged about it. They created animotos about it. So it was a whole, not just Twitter, but a digital media event that my students participated in and controlled over the course of a day. Our chat went on for the entire school day, and it was a very, very successful event.
Fantastic. Now, this doesn't happen in isolation. You know, it's about leadership and support. Perhaps you can share with me, you know, what your principal's involvement has been and some of your colleagues, and hadn't had any mentors as well at your school.
Absolutely, mentors at my school and mentors globally, not on the same continent that I am on. In terms of in my school, we have a very supportive vice principal and principal who our vice principal is very tech savvy. Our principal is not very tech savvy, but they get that it's important to have this technology in the classroom, and they're willing to do whatever they need to do to get access to it for us. And so they're willing to let us take risks and try things out and build things and test things and figure out a way to make things work. And so I feel very comfortable taking the risks that I do with technology because I know that they are comfortable with it as well.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the name of your director, John Malloy, who I know and has been very inspirational in transforming your district into a 21st century district.
Yes, John Malloy has been a wonderful addition to our school board, and he's very committed to transforming how we do things and listening to all voices in this transformation. So he's very interested in what teachers have to say. He's very interested in what students have to say, and he's figuring out a way to bring all of these voices into reshaping how we do things in the board. And he is incredibly supportive of the transformation into 21st century fluencies. And I also have some amazing colleagues on staff. Like, I could not be doing what I'm doing in my school without the incredible support from the colleagues at Dundas Central who have the technical expertise that I lack, who share equipment, who are willing to, you know, engage in discussions and planning. And it's a pretty great place to be.
Very cool. So what advice do you have for educators who don't perhaps have a laptop yet, who are thinking about this 21st century paradigm and maybe embracing technology? Where would you advise them to start?
I think I'd like to approach this from two directions. I think as a province and as a nation, we need to make that commitment to putting this technology into our schools because it's everywhere out there in the world, but in our schools. And in order to have our learners become those creative, innovative thinkers that we now need them to be, we have to have access to that technology. For educators, lobby their boards and their principals to try and get this technology into the classroom. And I would say begin by learning one simple tool. Learn what a blog is. Teach yourself how to blog. Have your kids teach you how to blog because a lot of them probably have blogs on their own already. And become a learner alongside your student. Be open to your students teaching you. And start with one tool at a time until you figure out how it is you can use that in your classroom.
Awesome. That's great advice. Now, you've got $15,000 of technology that you'll be receiving in the coming weeks. And what are the plans for it?
We're going to play.
Well, they are lucky kids.
They are so excited. And I wish you could have been there when I announced the news to them and the loud cheer of excitement that came from them and the pride in their accomplishment. Because this really, yes, I've transformed myself, but it's really these kids who are the drivers in all of that. And to have their work recognized was a huge moment for me as a teacher. It's funny because at the beginning of this year, I sat down with my grade 7 students in particular who don't have as much access to the lab and were very frustrated that they're now with me for their second year, some of them, and there's things we want to do and we can't do them because we don't have what we need in our classroom. So we actually came up with a list of things we'd like to have, and we thought, okay, is it possible for a group of students in, you know, small town Ontario to raise $20,000-$30,000 to get technology for a classroom? And I didn't want to do this in a normal way. So what can we use in social media? And of course, the video challenge was there. Well, let's give that a shot. And so they have plans. I don't even know what they're planning to do with it, but first we're going to I like to take time to play and learn how to use it, and then we'll figure out what to do. But they're very, very excited to have that in the classroom.
Fantastic. Now, so you're seeing with your existing technology, you're seeing greater level of student engagement. What about on the success front? You know, we are still test-crazed and outcomes-based, so are students performing well?
Yes. Students at our school are performing well on standardized tests. I have to say as an educator, I don't think it is the best way to measure success of learners, but it's out there and we use it. I would have to say that what's different about 21st century fluencies, it's not just the technology, although that certainly adds to it. It's a different way of thinking about things, and it's really getting those kids to think creatively and critically about the world in which they live. And encouraging them to develop the language out of that. So although you don't need to be teaching directly to the test, all that practice that they're getting in thinking and in writing about things that are truly meaningful to them ultimately leads to better results on those standardized tests.
So Heidi, perhaps in closing, you can share with me and our listeners, you know, what truly can you accomplish with some of the technology that you'll be receiving from our PISE package, which includes Smart Interactive Whiteboard, Pearson Curriculum. We've got some professional development training from Advanced Presentation, Epson's Projector, to name a few prizes.
That sounds so exciting.
And the Dell Netbook is in there for your class as well.
There's a couple of things that we'll be able to accomplish. First of all, you need that technology at hand. It's not good enough to have it where it's shared between classrooms, because with the kind of learning that we do, so much of it is immediate right away. You want to be able to go check something or look something up or work together to solve a problem. So by having that in the classroom, we'll be able to go much more deeply into concepts and idea, because we can access so much more. I think the key thing by having this technology in the classroom is that it removes the walls and the world becomes the classroom. And it's no longer a teacher alone in a room, or, you know, a group of teachers within a school. Everyone in the world suddenly becomes a teacher for your students and for yourself. And because through the social media that we have access to through all of this technology, suddenly we can contact people that we would never ever have been able to contact before. And I mean, via Twitter and blogging and through social media, for example, my students were able to work with a programmer in Australia and a programmer in Finland and a digital media artist in New York City to work together to design our app for the iPhone that's going to be released shortly. So technology allows us to work with anyone at any time, and that's a pretty great thing to have happen for students.
Very well said. Love your philosophy. Your students are so lucky. Congratulations again. That was Heidi Seawalk, middle school teacher at Dundas Central Public School in the Hamilton-Wentworth District School Board, winner of the Mindshare Learning National Digital Classroom Video Challenge Central Ontario Region. This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curves. We'll be right back.